Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Patriots defensive tackle Lawrence Guy scheduled to join us here in mere moments. It is 11:30. On the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com. You can get us anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app. By the way, on Wednesday and Thursday, it'll probably be unbeknownst to many of you, but I'll be doing my part of the show from Gillette Stadium because on Wednesday and Thursday, we have Massachusetts High School Football Championship game.
All right.
So I'm
there
on.
We go.
I got six of those. At least they're not in one day.
3-3.
3-3.
Oh,
much more better. Manageable.
Six straight games.
They're still a little worried. Well, they're still a little worried about me doing 4 hours and then three games and 4 hours and then three games.
You'll
please.
Be fine. That's nothing.
The Energizer Bunny.
Come on.
I need no help like that whatsoever. That's a good check, too. That really motivates me. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, hey, listen.
I mean, I might as well just be honest about it, right?
Uh-huh.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is our friend Lawrence Guy as he joins us each and every Patriots Monday, and he is brought to us by Falmouth Lumber, your Anderson Windows dealer. You're on a heater, Lawrence Guy. How are you, friend?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad we're on a heater last night because it was chilly outside.
Fan of the cold? Gotten used to it? Manage it? Where are you at on cold, considering you're a Vegas guy at heart, correct?
Of course. I got used to it. You know, I got in the league years ago. They told me when I was in Green Bay, they said, we don't wear sleeves. I said, what does that mean? They said, we don't wear sleeves. I'm like, okay. Then when I got a little bit older, I told everybody, they're like, doesn't matter how cold it is, you put sleeves on? I said, no. I got told me I wasn't allowed to wear sleeves, so I kept that to heart. So I just sit there and just freeze a little bit, get on the heater, warm my hands up, and call it a day.
Now, do any of the rookies or any of the guys that are new to New England that have been playing in the South or playing in a dome team, do they come to you for advice of, like, what the hell do I do out here?
They always say the same thing. Like, hey, is it going to get colder? I'm like, yeah, it's going to get a little bit colder. I said, when the wind comes in from the lighthouse, you won't feel that breeze. I'm like, don't worry. I said, when it gets below 20 degrees, I'll put a coat on, too.
Yeah.
I'm no coat, but 20 or something, I'm a coat. Trapping the hot air in there for the machine. I said, you got to stay warm after that. But I said, on the field, you just got to survive.
Well, Lawrence, isn't it the kind of lineman's conundrum? Because you want to show the guns, and you've got great tats, but if you go full-blown Matt Judon and go long sleeves, no one gets to see the gun show or your great artwork.
Right? And you know what, Matt, he does it in the hot or in the cold. So he's like, I understand. But he's like, if you're going to show your arms in the summer. You might as well show your arms in the cold. That's where you see stuff popping out. The veins pop out because it's cold outside.
True.
You know, now you can see all the definition.
Now, is anybody allowed to wear red sleeves if they wanted to? Or I feel like Judon's sort of got that, like, that's his thing.
That's a good question. I haven't seen nobody do it yet.
Man,
so I think that's his thing. And now, I think it's just installed there. Like, if you do it, you're just copying them, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might look at you like, come on. I've been doing this all year. You can't just, you know, these Johnny-come-latelys with the red sleeves. And that way, I think he pops a little bit more. Let's be honest. when he's out there, you know it's him when he's coming up with, like, was he at 11 and a half sacks now on the year?
And it's also a sneaky way for him to circumvent what Lawrence just talked about. Yeah. Hey, man, the red sleeves are my gimmick. Yeah. It just happens to be 0 degrees outside, correct, and I'm going to be warm. Yeah. Whereas, you know, Lawrence, you'd be able to see the icicles hanging off his biceps, for crying out loud.
Of course. You know, like I said, he kind of got it in there. So I'm like, hey, marketing for him. You know, this will be a rest of these line coming out sooner or later in the Boston area.
So, Lawrence, how do you kind of sum up yesterday's game where you guys only allow 13 points and yet you give up 270 on the ground, including a big gainer touchdown basically to end the first half?
Well, that's a difficult one. You know, we played a hard game. And our main goal every week is what? Just eliminate big plays. And they had three big plays on us to get those yardage on us. You take away those plays, yeah, we end up doing better. But at the end of the day, we understand the nature of this beast. It's just a good play. Good call against the defense, and he was able to do it and able to give the effort. You can't say, no, we try to get the effort not to stop him. Like the big run when he ran half the field and was able to get a forced fumble on there. But you have to say that's still a big play we have to eliminate. Those are the plays that we can't keep happening. We have to figure out what we need to do better. Because when you have those big plays, you don't know when that might happen. And that could have been a big changer in the game. But we just kept going out thinking the mind says, hey, 0-0, we got to keep playing the game hard. We got to keep punching them in the mouth. And that's what I feel like we did, understanding that there were some big plays in there we still got to eliminate. So when we watch the film today, we can figure out what to do and what indicators we could have caught on to before to eliminate those plays.
Lawrence Guy, Patriots defensive tackle, is with Gresham Keefe here on Patriots Monday. He's with us on the Harbor One hotline. And our interview with Lawrence is brought to you by Verizon. Lawrence, in looking back on yesterday, what did you guys do well that you feel good about when you sit down and the coaches start to rip through the film?
I feel good about the whole game. There was not one aspect of the game I didn't feel like we didn't come in to play in. We knew what type of game this was. This was a hard-fought game. It's going to be a play-by-play game. When you look at the score, you're like, okay, you're out the score. But when you're on that field, nobody gave up. There wasn't one player on each side of the ball that wasn't sitting there trying to play it their all. Everybody was sitting there trying to play the most physical game they could have played. So, like I said, those big plays, those three big plays that we had on defense, those are the ones we had to come back here and, like, hey, this is what we got to do. Other than that, I feel good about the whole game. On the sideline, cheering everybody on, cheering the offense on, cheering the defense on, cheering the special teams on. Because in that aspect, it comes down to those three phases, you know. Special teams got to go out there and do what they do. Offense has to do it, and defense has to do it. I feel like we did show up. And like I said, there are some plays we got to get corrected. And there's also a lot of adjustments that we did on the field, on the sideline, after the game kept continuing to make sure we didn't get hit with those same plays later on.
Is there still something special about playing on Monday Night Football, or is it just another game?
You know, everybody thinks it's a great experience playing Monday Night Football. Like, everybody watches you. You know, that's the best thing about it. Like, you know, we do it in town. And that's the best thing that we come in, it's that feeling. But me, myself, I look at it like, hey, this is just another game we got to play and prepare for. I don't let the day overwhelm me for what it is. I understand it's a hard-nosed fought game. We're coming back in the division. We got to go up there and throw the first punch.
Key takeaway of the week brought to you by the Dan O'Brien Auto Group. I want to follow up on Rich's question on Monday Night Football, and it's a divisional opponent, Lawrence. So not only do you get an extra day to prepare, but it's a divisional foe. Is it easier in your preparation to pick up almost where you left off last year in playing a divisional opponent? How much carryover is there year to year in terms of you getting up to speed and ready for this one on Monday?
Yeah, there's always a lot of carryover. They got the characteristics from years on. But we still understand that there's always new players on there. There's always new rotation. You just have to figure out how they're using their key players more, how they're running their play calls, and who are they developing. And from there, you just kind of key on, like us. You're like, we got all new players on our team. So I know they're like, okay, this is their philosophy. This is what they're doing. But these are the players that are that are growing on him. This is the players that are making big plays. And that's what we got to look at. Like, okay, who are they utilizing for the last couple of weeks? How are they going to play the ball? And look at their good games and their bad games. And just break them down and see what we can and can't allow happen and how we're going to have to play this game. Like I said, it's a Monday night game. Like a lot of people are big hype about the game just because it's the only game in town on that night. So you're like, okay, this is what it is. So you got the extra day. Both teams got an extra day to prepare. So both teams got an extra day to understand this is what we got to do to win the games. It's just we just got to go out there and practice our butts off. And like I said, the years before, in conversations before, it starts with our scout team. The scout team is going to give us a good look and they help us prepare for the game.
Lawrence, did Bill Belichick have a weigh-in on Friday morning, or is even he not even – he's not that wicked, is he?
I plead the fifth.
Smart man, Lawrence Guy, all joins right. us each and every week here on the Harbor One Hotline. Lawrence, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. Keep rolling. We'll catch you next Tuesday on Patriots Tuesday since you guys are playing on Monday night. Thank you, sir.
Well, that sounds good. You take care.
Thanks, Lawrence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.